Sure, the retire from beginning of the Parsha Kedoshim. Kedoshim Tiyu is well known as a machlokas between Rashi and Ramban. Rashi says that Kedoshim is always in association with Arayas. Kedoshim Tiyu, have a Purushim in Arayas min Avera. You should separate yourselves from forbidden marriages and Avera. Rashi brings proofs whenever you find Is Arayas, you find the Lashon Kedusha. Ramban argues with Rashi, and he says that the tzivi of Kedoshim Tiyu, means to be Purushim. He says you can have somebody who's doing everything which he's permitted to do. He's doing things he's allowed to do. He's eating good food the whole time and drinking good wine and so on. And Ramban says this person can be called a novel b'shus ha-Torah. He's a low life, and he's saying, what am I doing wrong? I'm eating kosher food, I'm drinking kosher wine, what am I doing wrong? But because he's overindulging in even things which are permitted, he's over this of Kedoshim Tiyu. And the Ramban continues, he says, after the Torah told you, and then the Vachrimois, things which are be'em is forbidden, then the Torah says, a general rule, that even things which are mutter, one should be careful to do with measurement, not to do too much. Imat b'mishkol kin shenema, and he says that's the issue of Kedoshim Tiyu. Like the Lashon of Ben Yonah, some Ben Yonah says, you got people who are oisim kol yimein kachagin. They make all their days like Yom Tovim. Ask me, when do we have? We have this Yom Tov. So everybody's got their definition of what how they dress and what they eat and drink on Yom Tov. But you got some people. I had a friend. What do you say? He says the whole year round we have Coke, and Elul we have Diet Coke. So that was his precious and Elul. But the idea is Kedoshim Tiyu to be mafresh and amosris. I lost my Maramokim, but I think it's a Svasemus. Svasemus says a beautiful pshat, the third pshat in Kedoshim Tiyu. He says Kedoshim Tiyu, obviously at the same time, Rashi and Ramban learn it's imperative, it's a tzivu, it's a commandment, you should be Kadosh, either to be Purish from Arayas, or to be Purish from things, even from overindulging in Gashmias. But the Svasemus says, Kedoshim Tiyu is a haftocha. There will always be kedusha by Klal Yisrael. People worry. 10 years ago, people said, "What's going to be in 10 years' time?" You know, the tumah is so strong and so accessible, and it's all over the place. How are we going to remain upgeaten? How are we going to remain parosh from inyanim of tumah? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us there will always be the ability kedushim tiyu. There will always be kedusha. As long as Klal Yisrael is forever, there'll always be kedusha by Klal Yisrael. It will never come to a matter where it's impossible to be kadosh. That's the third track. Kedoshim Tiyu is haftocha. There'll always be kedusha. The kadosh ani Hashem lekeichem. Chaim Kanievsky points out the kadosh ani Hashem lekeichem is with a vav. Kedoshim Tiyu is without a vav, because like the Medrash says, Kedoshim Tiyu yochel kemoini. You would have thought you can be Kaddish like a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but I'm with Leima. No, Kaddish Ani Hashem and Nekeichem, I'm Kaddishoski Lemal and Mekdishoski. My Kaddish is obviously more than any Kaddish you'll ever reach. So Kaddishim Tiyu is without a Vav, because even the Kaddish which we attain is not, it's not the Shvitz Kaddish. Kaddish Ani is with a Vav. Then the Pasuk says, Ishim of Avitiro, Veshapsoisai Tishmairu. Moira Aveim, which goes together with keeping Shabbos, well-known Chazal, that although a person has to fear his parents, if his parents tell him to be Mechal Shabbos, he's not allowed to listen. My father had a very interesting story. About 30 years ago, he used to work every day in the West End. And those days they had these aerogram letters. Aerograms, it was the fold them. He always used to write to his parents on Fridays. They lived in Eretz Yisrael, and used to write to them on Fridays. Sorry? Yeah. So, his kvias for writing was, on the underground, on the tube. He used to have his case and write this aerogram on the case. one Friday, it was a winter Friday, and it was, we used to close the office whenever it was, a couple of hours before Shabbos, and he's leaving the office, and a few Yiddish men in the office, one of them says to him, "I'm leaving now as well, do you want a lift?" Instead of going by tube. So he says, it was obviously the clever thing to do, door to door, and more comfortable. Then father remembered he hadn't written his letter to his parents. So he said he wants to go by tube because it'll be more comfortable to write. And the car is hard to write his Zerogam. So he writes his letter, he comes home, and he came to shul Friday night, and the person offered him the lift in Hernadas wasn't there. And they were quite concerned, where was he? There weren't so many shuls then, that he would have been somewhere else. What happened was that he'd had an accident on the way home, and the person in the passenger seat, where my father would have sat, I think he was the most senior, if he would have gone with them, he had permanent damage to his eyes, because he was sitting in that seat. They were all in hospital, anybody in the car, and the friend in the passenger seat had the most damage. So it was literally the schus of Kibbud Av Eim. The only reason he didn't go by car was to write this letter and something nice on the Man Arichum Yomecha, and that's what happened. After he got Tifna and Alinim, the Nehem Aseicha and the Salsalahem, and then you have the Issa Pigal. The Issa Pigal is when you're shechting a carbon. So almost anybody can shecht the carbon. Zohar is kosher b'shchita. When you shecht the carbon, you mustn't have the wrong thing in mind. It means the shlomim, for example, is nechal for 2 days and one night. So if you shechted the shlomim, you had in mind to eat it for longer, then you'd be over this. A pigel is a chiv chorus if you eat the meat. Yeah, the chiv is to eat the meat of such a carbon. And then the Torah speaks about chustim kaima and other surim of kachim. Very interesting aura. Which there's Naim Natoyer, Zalman Srotskin asks on the Psukim, he says it's not the only place we find pigel in Parshas Vayikra as well. Early in Vayikra you've got the Issa of pigel, and for some reason it's always talking about Ashlomim. Although really, says the Naim Natoyer, pigel applies equally by Chatos. For example, the Chatos is eaten the Yom Belayla. So if you check the Chatos, you had in mind to eat it more than a day. For 2 days, you go over this a pigel, and the chayin who ate it would be chayiv koretz. Or an asham is nechal yom v'layla. Why do we find whenever the Torah speaks about pigel, we speak about shlomim? Shlomim is nechal by Yisrael. Okay. But why can't you have pigel by a chatos? You can have pigel by chatos and asham as well. So why does the Torah speak about shlomim? So he says an interesting thing. He says that the bailim, the only carbon the bailim Yisrael can eat from is a shlomim. So he'll be enthusiastic to stretch out the time of the eating, especially in the Midbar, according to one Tana, whenever you wanted to eat meat, you had to bring a carbon. So he's shechted the shlomim in order to have some meat to eat. So he wants to be able to eat it for as long as possible. He wants to eat it for 3 days, for 4 days. He tells the Kayan, have in mind that I'll be able to eat it longer than the time. However, he says, the Kayanim, who ate the Chatzis HaOsham, were not short of meat. Chazal say that the Kayanim got ill from the amount of meat which they went through. The Kohenim got the supplies every day when the
Kohenim could not eat from a tomato, etc. The Kohenim could not eat from a tomato.
Tomato and shlomim.
It was the same as the shlomim?
As Yom Belayla.
No, is it a din shlomim on it?
No, most din, but it's tachlis. Tomato is only nechal. Tomato is, I think, the only one kashrut kohen is only nechal for 1 day. But he says, chatos and osham. His kashrut is chatos and osham. Why did the Torah not say pigel and chatos and osham? Because chatzos osham wouldn't be usual for somebody to want to extend the time, because they've got enough meat. They keep them going. The Yisrael brings the shlomim, especially in the midway, you have to bring a shlomim in order to be able to eat. So you'd want to stretch out the time. Another Ari says in the next pasuk speaks about matnas aniyim, peah. So you'd have to leave the corner of the field. If anything drops, you have to leave it for the aniyim, and then you've got the peret and oilelus, the grapes which are not fully ripe, you leave for the aniyim. So again, he points out very straightforward. The Ori, he says, Maisa and truma, the pasuk says, Kol chelev l'Hashem. You come to give truma, you've got all your produce. Which part do you choose to give? You have the nicest part. Kol chelev l'Hashem. That's part of the mitzvah you give. You don't say, I'll leave him the I'll take the nice part for myself. Ideally, you should give truma ma'aser from the nicest of your produce. Kol chelev dog. I can't remember the lashon pasuk exactly. It's the lashon of kol chelev. Suddenly, by matnas saniyim, what you're giving the oni, peah, the corner which everybody's just trodden on, peret, the grapes which didn't grow to the full maturity. Why are you giving him from the lower end of the market? So he says a chiddush. He says that people find it easier to give truma and ma'aser than to give matnas saniyim. People find it easier to give truma and ma'aser than to give matnas saniyim. Why is that? Because when it comes to giving the kohenim and levim, people appreciate, number one, they didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So obviously got to live off the trumas and ma'asers. They work in the Beis HaMikdash, they deserve to get something for it. But this oni had equal opportunity, same as I had. So I made it, he didn't. Why should I support him? Let him find something to do. Let him be matzliach. That's people's attitude. And he says, obviously it's wrong because the person has to know that the person gets what's decreed for him, and however hard he'll try, he's only going to get, like the Chovos Avava says, working for Panosah is like a tax. You got to do your standards. Rabban Shem says what you're destined to get. So, mistakenly, people say that, I mean, no. People still say that today, you know, let him do something. Why is he not making money? So, in order to make it easier for this type of mindset, the Torah says, even when you give, we won't make you give the nicest part. You can give the grapes which haven't fully grown. You can give them the pay of your field, not the nicest spots. The Torah has in mind, it's more difficult to give an oni than to give a koyan and a levi, although really, I've heard that everything is, minashamayim. There's a famous story in Gates, you probably heard it. There was a younger man who had a certain amount of savings to invest, and he was determined to make money. He said, all Ashir make money, why can't I? So he did his homework and he found out there were certain very wealthy, property investors who were always matzliach. Whatever they did, they had, siyata d'shmaya. So he said, we'll find out where they're investing next, and he'll copy them, and he'll also be exactly the same Siyata D'Shmaya. So he found out one of the next deals they did, they bought a whole lot of houses on one row of the street. Sorry, window was it? I don't think it was a non-Jewish area, because what happened was he bought a house across the road, and he's waiting for his money to come in. And 6 months later, he gets contacted by the council. They're doing a regeneration, of the area, compulsory purchase. He ended up with exactly the same amount of money as he put in. And the others made three or four times as much. So it's all what you're supposed to get. It's not the Oni's fault, he's an Oni. It's not the Oisha's fault, he's an Oisha. That's what he's supposed to get, that's what he's supposed to get. I think the shots are ever said. When everybody had to give a stick, all the shvatim, and whoever's stick would bloom would be the chosen one. The pasuk says, "V'isha sheyifchadoi," the one who Hashem's chosen, Matehu yifrach, his staff will bloom, his stick will bloom. So the Shatz Rebbe say, "Isha sheyifchadoi," Hashem wants somebody to be an Isha, for namata, for nashtekim, yifrach, he can make him geld. His shtechen can blossom, and someone else can do something which makes much more sense, but he won't be matzliach. So that's one of the lessons of matnas aniyim. Incidentally, next to matnas aniyim, the next pasuk is leisach noivu v'leisach achshu v'leisach shakru, to be honest in business dealings, next to matnas aniyim. So the Tiferes Shloime, for Adomska, seems like things were going on then as well. He says, this is a message for people who make money illegally, and then they try to cash the money, so we give tzedakah, that makes it permitted to invest and to be, to do anything we like. So the Torah says, no, next to l'oni l'ger tazav oisam, l'oisig noivu, v'loisig achshu, v'loisig shakru, don't come with Hashem Shemaim cheshbonos, you give me tzedakah, you're allowed to do this dray and that dray. You've got to be honest in your business dealings, and you give stock accordingly. Then there's the shavu shmim bashoke. The sasha is shayechav le'sigzon, not to withhold payal's payments, not to steal. And this of baltolin. not to, if you owe somebody money for a job, you have to pay him. Rashi brings, you get one period. If you finish the end of the day, then you have to pay him the end of the next. Oina, finish the end of the day, you got till alois. And if you finish the end of the night, you've got till shkia. You've got till one extra oina to gather the money. I saw a beautiful story which Moshe Shtemuch brings in the Sefer from the brother of the Noam Elimelech, Reb Zisha. So he says, Reb Zisha, how makkel he was on his sonin, he said that he was a poor man, Reb Zisha, very poor man. Then they say a story about Reb Zisha that two chassidim came to Reb Melech, Reb Zisha's brother, and they said to him, the Mishnah says, Kashem Shem Vavachim ala teva, just like you thank Hashem for good, kach levachim ala ra. So they asked Rabbi Melech, how can you thank Hashem for ra, like you thank him on teva? Rabbi Melech says, I don't know. He said, I've got brother Reb Zisha, he's a very destitute, he's a very, very poor person, he's had a very difficult life. Ask him. So they went to Reb Zisha and they asked him the same question, how can you thank Hashem for the bad, like you thank him for the good? So Reb Zisha said, I don't know, because I've never had anything bad. Nothing's ever been bad. So Reb Zisha was a poor man. Reb Zisha, at one stage, he managed to save up enough money. His wife was desperate for a new dress, and he gave her this money to go buy material for a new dress. So Reb Zisha's Rebbe was very happy. She goes, she buys material, and she chooses. She takes it to the tailor, and she asks him to measure up and make a dress for her. So it was probably a lady tailor if it was her, and she comes back 2 weeks later and her dress is supposed to be ready. She comes in, she sees the dress hanging up, it's tackled the same material she brought. The tailor's sitting there looking very, very upset. So she says to the tailor, why are you upset? It looks good, I'm going to pay you for it, I brought the money with. So the tailor says, no, you don't know what happened. She said, my daughter just got engaged couple of months ago, and the chosim was here to visit. And he comes in to my working room and he sees this beautiful dress hanging up, and he thought it's for the colour. So he's busy telling me what beautiful dress it is and how nice of me, and we're giving us such a dress, nice material. And so it's time for, I excuse myself. I said, it's not for the colour, it's actually a dress I'm making for somebody else. The chosim was so upset, what's she getting? So this really touched the heart of Zisha's Rebbetzin. So she said, you know what? I'm a vata, you can give it to the caller. It was a serious nefesh prayer. She was looking forward to this dress, and she goes back home. She was very, very proud. She was able to do such a chesed, give away her dress, the caller, Chnos's caller. She came back, she told Reb Zisha very proudly what she'd done. And Reb Zisha said, did he pay? So she said, well, did I pay? And I brought the material, and I gave a free dress. So he said, lo solim. You were the one who ordered that he makes the dress. It's very kind of you to give it as a present to the kala, but it doesn't patter you from your bashtelling, from your order. And she went back. She went back to pay for it. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, she ordered the dress. She was chayef. She hired the worker. He finished making it. The tailor finished, gets the money. So now, fine, give it to your daughter. That doesn't patter from his solin. These were rose to mention.
So as you were saying, Reb Zisha's wife had to pay.
Yeah.
Had to pay for the.
Had to pay for the dress.
For the work
tailor, of the tailor.
Even though it was going to the yam.
Yeah. Because she's the one who ordered it. Then there's a beautiful, beautiful vod in Shem Shafal of Michael. The salsa of Abba Mishpat. The beginning of the pasuk is speaking to Bestin. You mustn't do wrongdoing in when you judge.
Sorry, what's the pasuk
again? Le'sasa mishpat. Don't do wrongdoing when you're judging. Le'sisa pneidol. Don't favor a poor man. You got a poor man and a rich man. So you say, you know what? Rashi says, anyway, the rich man has to support the poor man, so I may as well paskin in his favor. And the rich man will support him in a nice way. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to honor a rich man. You have to judge people with honesty, with righteousness. Brings Rashi, Pasha Pshat is, when you're judging, you judge. Dabei Ache means when you're judging a friend, judge him l'kaf schus. Somebody does something, judge him l'kaf schus. He must have had a reason and so on. What could it have been? It's not, don't judge at face value. It would be done l'kaf schus. So, Rav Shem Shafar points out that it seems to be a bit of a theory here. In Bestin, we're saying, no wrongdoing. Don't favor a poor man. Don't honor a rich man. You got to judge what you see in front of you. Judge it honestly. So what's this idea of Hevidon Chavechaschos? Is that the Shura Sa'emes? Is that the line of Emes? If you saw somebody who did not, so you don't look Chavechaschos, it doesn't seem so, that's Mamish the Midas Emes. So he says, in my understanding, I think what he's saying is like this. He's saying, there's always two things. For example, I should give a moshel. We once asked somebody to do some work for us. And he had to do it over a period of days, and he didn't do the job well. And at the end he came to ask for his money, and we said to him, you don't really deserve the full. We pointed out that he hadn't done his job properly. So he got very defensive. He's a frum yid. And he tried to excuse himself, and yeah, we should still pay him. So then we made some type of agreement. And then afterwards we found out that the 2-3 weeks he was working, his mother had been very ill in London, and he'd been travelling back and forth, literally every second day, and that's why he'd been a bit out of sorts. So, it what changed now? If you go to Bestin, and you go to Din Torah, do you have to pay him for the full job if he didn't do it well? Obviously not. His mother wasn't well, and he was at the time, he was Torah, and he was traveling, and he wasn't at his best. Okay, but you pay for the job. So what changed was the way you look at him. You know, till now you're wondering, that's not right, you know, I asked to do a job, you don't do it properly, come and ask for the money, what's this? Yeah, it's not so emistic to demand the full money, and why couldn't you're not responsible enough to do the job. Now you appreciate, his mother wasn't well, so it makes sense. So Rav Shem Shafar says, Bestin, Losasu Ovel, Losis Pneidah, Losel Begon, Bestin have to work mamish with Emes. And if a person, for whatever reason the person did do or didn't do, Bestin have to judge the facts. But says the Torah, your personal relationship with this person is not allowed to suffer because of what's happened. Because B'tzedek Tishna Masecha, why he did it, you've got to judge B'tzedek. For what he did, that person has to judge according to the facts. But don't look down at him because of what he did, and don't stop doing chesed to him. In your personal relationship, B'tzedek Tishna Masecha, you got to understand why he did what he did, and be done in L'chavschos. Then there's the issue of the Serech Rochel Bamecha, the Samad of Damrecha, you're not allowed to watch somebody suffering and not help him. The Sisna Sechichu Bilavecha, when do we have till quarter to? The Sisna Sechichu Bilavecha, to leave some time for the Haftarecha Kamecha. The Sisna Sechichu Bilavecha, the Chech Techichu Samisecha, the Lesisa Olav Chait. So, according to Rashi, this is talking about rebuking somebody. There's two things in the Pasuk. Don't hate him. Rebuke him if you see him doing Aveira, but don't rebuke him too much that you'll embarrass him. Interesting, the Ramban, somebody once showed this to me, and I saw later the Rambam says the same thing. I don't think the Rambam brings this Pasuk. Ramban learns a different shot in the Pasuk. Ramban learns that the Pasuk is telling you one thing. Don't hate somebody in your heart. If you got a Taina, what should you do? Speak it out with him. When you have a taina, don't bottle it up. Don't keep it in your heart and you be annoyed with him. What should you do? He says, If you've got taina, why somebody did something to you, ask him why he did it. Don't cover it up. So he says, what will happen when you speak it out? Either he'll apologize to you, or he'll explain what he did. So, and the Rambam says the same thing. It's not a healthy person lives with all these bottled up tainas. If you either be mocking him, but if a person feels a grudge against somebody, feels somebody wronged him, Rambam learns achiv min atayu to speak it out, and either he'll excuse himself or he'll ask forgiveness. But don't bottle up feelings. Finally, the sikkim le sitta is pnei amecha, v'ahavta re'echa kamoicha. So, just very, very quickly, the clock's a bit slow, yeah? We've got 3 minutes? The sikkim le sitta pnei amecha, v'ahavta re'echa kamoicha ni Hashem. Ramban says, it's a flogger, says Ramban. It's an exaggeration. How can you tell somebody to love his friend like himself? Haflogger, lo yikabel leva adam she'eves chaverik avosis nafshi. You can't love a person like you love the Ramban. And he says, it's a theory in Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva famously said, Rashi brings it down, Om Rebbe Kiva, zeklal gadol b'Torah. This is a big rule in the Torah, v'haftar recha kamaycha. The same Rebbe Kiva says, Ramban says, if you're in the midbar and you only have one cup of water, and it's either you or your friend, v'yecha koidmin. So it can't mean v'haftar recha kamaycha, you've got to love him like yourself. Number one, it's impossible. Number two, Rebbe Kiva says himself that you come before your friend. Says Ramban, it doesn't mean literally to love your friend like yourself. It means you should be happy for your friend to have like you have. You should be happy for your friend's success like your own success. In Yiddish they say, tefagin, with the same degree as a person wants for himself, he should want for someone else. He should want someone else's success, want someone else to have mazel. After Recha Kamaicha. The Chasam Sofer says a beautiful thing. He also brings this kasha. Rebbe Kiva says, "Chayecha koydmin." So how can it be v'hafter recha kamoicha? So he says, "Bimadayik the loshen Rebbe Kiva." V'hafter recha kamoicha. Omer Rebbe Kiva zeklal gadol b'Torah. So Chasam Sofer says, when it comes to materialistic things, so of course you're going to love yourself more. In the midbar, you take the cup of water. But Torah, a person's mechuyev to give away from his own shteiging to help other people learn. That's what Rebbe Kiva meant. Am Rebbe Kiva zeklal gadol b'Torah. This is a rule dafkin the Torah. When it comes to Torah, a person can help out somebody and learn with somebody who needs help, and he thinks to himself, it's going to be on my own cheshbon, I'm going to lose out because I'm helping him. On that, the Torah says, v'hafta recha kamaycha. Here, when it comes to Torah, you mechuyev to give away from yourself to help others. And they all quote the tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, just like there's ma'aser with, I hope I'm saying it exactly right, just like there's ma'aser with money, a person should give ma'aser of his time to learn with people who are less privileged than him, to help them out, which is the same theme. Omer b'kiva is klal gadol b'Torah. In Torah should be, v'haftar echa kamoicha, even if you think it's at your own expense and you're going to lose out from it, still, the Torah should have v'haftar echa kamoicha, nevada, the person ends up gaining, which should be zoich, v'haftar Hashem, to have a maga with all these gevaldige mitzvahs, the gufei Torah in Parshas Kedoshim. Shkara.